supplies last.
The only product of its kind, RingAway is so powerful, it doesn't just relieve the ringing or buzzing. It actually supports ear health, too, so you can work and sleep in peace.
RingAway is amazing. I just wish I tried it sooner.
If you want the ringing to go away, call now to try RingAway for free. But hurry, this is an exclusive radio-only offer. Call now for details. 1-800-400-3159. That's 1-800-400-3159. 1-800-400-3159.
The Battery. Modern day fire. Powering everything from remote control cars to the car in your garage. So when your car battery is reaching the end of the line, or you're wondering whether it is, stop by Advance Auto Parts. We'll test your old one for you, free of charge. And if you purchase a new Autocraft battery, we'll install it for free. Only if you'd like us to, of course. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Attention homeowners. I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is a Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This hour brought to you by Auric, all over the St. Louis area. So good. With great vacuum cleaners in all sizes and shapes. Check out the new Auric Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner while you're there. The newest one in the Auric line. O-R-E-C-K, that's Auric. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And Colin Jeffrey joins us now to talk about show business. Colin is the guy who 1 week ago on this show told me that Lucy, the Scarlett Johansson movie, would crush Hercules at the box office, and I said, really? Because I hated the Lucy movie, and I was surprised that it was going to do anything, but you were absolutely right, $44 million
last weekend. Her biggest opening for a leading role ever.
That doesn't count the Avengers movies that
she's not
in.
The lead, they say.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Biggest opening for a Scarlett Johansson leading role ever on that movie.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, we played some James Brown to open the segment because the James Brown movie is opening this weekend. It's called Get On Up. You did not have a chance to see it, right?
I did not.
I did, and I will just tell you right off the bat, I like this movie.
Well, that's good.
And the guy who plays James Brown, which would seem to be an impossible task, is a guy by the name of Chadwick Boseman. If you do know that name, you know it because you saw the movie 42, in which he played Jackie Robinson. I don't know if this guy is going to make a career out of playing iconic Americans through the years, but as good as he was as Jackie Robinson, he's great as James Brown. And just doing James Brown's footwork, if that's all he had to do in this movie, he pulls it off, and it's remarkable. I read an article about this guy, Boseman, that he didn't even know how to dance before he trained for this movie, and he trained for months. To go from not knowing how to dance, in other words, me, and everybody else in this room and most of the people listening, to being James Brown, that is an enormous mountain to climb. And he does it, and does a terrific job. The movie is co-produced by Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones, who says, he admits publicly and has for a long time, that he stole all of his stage moves from James Brown. And the movie actually starts with both James Brown and the Rolling Stones appearing on a concert film in 1964 called The Tammy Show, which was kind of like a fake TV show because it never aired on regular TV, but it had the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean and the Rolling Stones and James Brown, and it opens up with James Brown being told by the promoter, look, you're not going to be closing the show tonight. The Rolling Stones are going to be closing it. And in 1964, the Stones had just started coming to America. Were not really that well known. They had maybe like a hit and a half at that point. And James Brown had been making music for a dozen years and was a huge, huge star at the time. And the performance that he gave, what did you time it out to? About 18 minutes?
18 minutes long.
18 minutes on the Tammy Show, T-A-M-I. You can get that concert on DVD or streaming from Amazon or Netflix. It is one of the most amazing performances you will ever see in your life. If you've seen any contemporary band or performer, from Beyonce to Justin Bieber to anybody else who performs, including Michael Jackson and Prince and all the people of the last couple of decades, who puts on a big stage show with a lot of dancing and a lot of people up there, and there are dancers behind them and all that sort of stuff, it all goes directly back to James Brown. And this movie does an amazing job of recreating the performances that James Brown gave, because this guy Chadwick Boseman is so good. And, of course, they're using James Brown's voice, mm-hmm. and you get to see what the productions were. For most of us who never got to see James Brown in concert, and you only know him from hearing his songs on the radio, you might not know that the live shows were legendary. And when you see this movie, you will understand why, because it is phenomenal. Now, the thing about this movie that I find interesting is that it wasn't made with a well-known person playing James Brown. I think, if the stories I've heard are correct, that they actually talked to Eddie Murphy about it, and he was thinking about it and talking about it while James Brown was still alive. He died about 8 years ago. And for some reason, they couldn't figure out how to make it with Eddie Murphy. And then, you know who number two was on the list after Eddie Murphy, the next performer they went to? Wesley Snipes.
Whoa.
Now, I don't know if the casting decision was, who's another famous black guy? But I don't think I could see Wesley Snipes in this role. Then again, I wouldn't have seen the guy who played Jackie Robinson in this role. And as
Morgan
I said,
Freeman was third, wasn't he?
Samuel L. Jackson was probably in the mix at some point. There are 8 full production numbers in this movie, and every one of them is phenomenal. But the movie is too long. It's 138 minutes, 2 hours and 18 minutes. And they could have cut some of the background stuff where you see James Brown as a young kid growing up in a shack in the woods, childhood poverty scenes and all that. The same sort of stuff that you saw if you saw Ray or Walk the Line or any of the movies about these iconic American entertainers. They're all in there, and we all know that that's in there. And I guess it's because of the time restrictions that they couldn't include the darker sides of James Brown's life, like the spouse abuse and the repeated visits to prison. There are a couple of them that are in the movie. And the other thing that bothered me about the movie was that the time jumps around. You start in one time period, then it jumps to another time period, and then it jumps to another time period. The movie was directed by Tate Taylor, who made the movie The Help. And he's got 2 people in the movie, Viola Davis and Octavia Spencer, who were both in The Help and were both terrific, both nominated for Academy Awards. Dan Aykroyd is also in here as James Brown's manager. Craig Robinson is in there. I think overall this is a really good movie that is just a little bit too long and has a few too many scenes like those that I described. I can't give it a full 10 or 9 or even an 8. I'm going to give it a 7.5. out of 10. It's definitely worth going to see, but it's not as great as I think it could be. The thing that elevates it is the James Brown music and performances, and I'm surprised there aren't going to be, I would be surprised if there weren't people dancing in theaters while they're watching this movie or getting up and enjoying the show. It's that good. That good.
That's good to hear.
All right, so what do you have for us this week?
I have the big blockbuster for the week.
Oh, I want to point out one other thing. I mentioned the Tammy Show. Were you able to get it up on the Facebook
yes.
page? If you want to see that 18 minutes of James Brown performing in 1964 on that Tammy Show, go to the AM and the PM page on Facebook, and Ian has put up a link to it, and it's a YouTube video now?
Yes.
Okay, you can just watch it right there. Go to Facebook, AM and the PM. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I have the newest Marvel movie called Guardians of the Galaxy.
Has it been 10 minutes already? There's another one?
It has been, yeah. So a lot of people are talking, comic book movie fatigue might be setting in. this is the answer to that. Because all of the Marvel, all the comic book movies of late have been very serious. They've taken very sort of dark storylines and gritty takes on these comics. This is a fun comic. It's a fun movie. It translates really well. This is a summer blockbuster comic movie.
So which Marvel hero is in this?
Well, this is the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a band of five ragtag, you know, I guess they turn into fugitives at one point. Let's start off with the plot, because we're going to treat the plot the way they do, and it's just background. It's not really about the plot in this movie. The plot is you've got a bad guy who plans to destroy planets. He's going around the universe and destroying planets.
I hate when that happens.
It's bad news. Well, the good guys meet up in prison, and one of them has stolen this power orb that the bad guy needs to destroy a world. That's the premise. The good guys want to stop the bad guys, and they have what the bad guy needs to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Do these guys who all meet up in prison, do they have superpowers?
Well, they do, sort of. So these are the Guardians of the Galaxy. Think Usual Suspects. Imagine if five sort of really...
I was just going to say, is the bad guy, yes, Kaiser Soze, when you said they meet in prison?
Exactly.
I'm just going to give this away right now. Don't believe Kevin Spacey. Never believe Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, do you need a spoiler alert for a 16-year-old movie?
No, I do not.
Okay. 16, yeah, it's really
even Chaz
movie.
Palminteri knew that was Kaiser Soze. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So here's what the movie's really about. The characters, the Guardians of the Galaxy. Peter Quill, also known as Star-Lord, played by Chris Pratt. All the backstories are very compelling. So Chris Pratt, Quill, he's abducted as a kid, raised by thieves, and so he naturally steals this power orb. Makes sense. Groot, he's a talking tree. You'll see him. Big talking-looking tree, voiced by Vin Diesel, and he essentially in the movie says, "I am Groot." That's the line, so it's perfect for Vin Diesel, his depth as an actor. But he's from Planet X, Groot from Planet X. Then we've got Rocket, who is an animated raccoon, voiced by Bradley Cooper. Yes, that Bradley Cooper.
Wait a second, is this an animated movie?
No, it's just there's a lot of CGI.
There are a couple animated characters.
A couple of the characters are
mixed
animated.
With the humans, yeah.
There's an animated raccoon that's a superhero.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now that there was a real deadline coming up at Marvel headquarters. and the guys were at lunch, and it was like, we got to get this thing done in 45 minutes. What do you got? What about an animated raccoon? Fine.
Bradley Cooper is a raccoon. Write it down.
That's good.
Yes. But he's Groot's partner, Rocket the Raccoon. He's he's the smart opposite of Groot. We've got Gamora. She's raised by Thanos, who, if you're a comic book villain, Thanos is the crossover to the Avengers.
You're telling me like I would.
Exactly. But this places it in, he fights the Avengers. He's a huge adversary for them.
Fine.
Played by Zoe Saldana. She's a green woman.
Okay.
You just need to know who they are. And then Drax the Destroyer. He's played by a WWE wrestler. He's a big guy who destroys things.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's more about the characters and fun, putting them in spaceships, big explosions. Ordinarily, I'm not an advocate of seeing things in 3D. I think it's a waste of money.
Mm-hmm. I agree. 100%.
See this in IMAX 3D.
Wow.
Do yourself the favor. It's unbelievable. It's some of the best CGI I've seen in a long time, and it's designed to be fun to look at, fun to watch. If the Dark Knight trilogy was made for adults, this was made for sort of the preteen in all of us. The let's just have fun. I want to see a raccoon blow things up with a giant gun. I want to see these ridiculous situations. That's who this was made for. It's a lot of fun. To give you
the adult in me just wants to see the scene where they paint Zoe Saldana.
Yes. So to give you an idea, sort of the humor that goes into this, Chris Pratt's character, Quill, has one remnant of his days on Earth, and it is a mixtape of 70s music. And so when they are breaking out of jail,
facepalm,
you follow Rocket the Raccoon shooting things, and this is what's playing in the background. If you like
pina colada, oh my.
So it's very...
You know what? Oh, just stop for a second. If you had asked me 30 years ago when that was a hit, Rupert Holmes' Pina Colada Escape is technically the title.
Yes.
Of it. If you had asked me 30 years ago when that was a hit, you think this will ever be in a big motion picture? I would have laughed you out of the room. Well, and not only that, how about a big motion picture with Marvel comic book heroes in it? The Pina Colada song, I would have said?
Yes. And here's the thing. It's fun. Go see this if you just want to have a fun time. So many of the movies this year, even the sci-fi ones, have had a lot more to them. They've got a deeper story. They're exploring something. This is just fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're asking who would see this. Well, this is off to an outrageous start. So, we talked about Godzilla. That had an enormous Thursday night opening, yeah. 9 million and change.
Yeah. Is that a true story? Godzilla?
Yeah.
Yes.
Based on a
documentary.
True story.
Oh, documentary.
Okay. Yeah.
This did $11.2 million on Thursday night.
Last night.
One night. So, spitballing, this is essentially going to be the largest August opening ever. And it's going to be the second largest non-sequel comic book movie.
You think it's going to be over $100 million this weekend?
Flirting with it. Do you want to guess?
Yeah.
$90 million, $85 to $90
million.
Wow. It's a guess. It's going to be huge. This is really, because it's a lot of fun. It appeals to everyone. You can take...
Well, not everyone.
You can take 12 to 13... Yes. It appeals to the vast majority of people.
Okay.
And this is a rapid departure. But to give you an idea whose hands they put this into, they gave this to director James Gunn.
Who's he?
Exactly.
Wow.
So he did a horror movie called Slither that was all right. But do you remember that awful movie 43?
Yes.
He directed that.
Oh, and he got another job?
He got this. More importantly, last week, they announced a sequel to this before it had ever gotten a dollar in revenue. They announced a sequel. So he's got that. And this got me thinking, back to Godzilla, Gareth Edwards, Godzilla. He was essentially sort of middle-of-the-road director, nothing huge. He did Godzilla, and they handed him a Star Wars movie. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see James Gunn, because of the way he handled this, get something else.
Wow.
I enjoyed it. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10 fun blockbuster. Go see it. It's going to be fun.
And I'll get a few phone calls on this. What's the name of the movie?
Marvel, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
You have to put Marvel in there?
That helps. That way you know you're seeing a comic book movie.
Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. All right, the other movie that's opening this weekend, which is not going to do anywhere near that box office because it doesn't have any comic book heroes in it whatsoever.
No raccoons?
Is called Boyhood. And this is a fascinating story about how the movie was made. It's directed by Richard Linklater, who made the Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and Before Midnight movies, each of those is about 9 years apart. Great. I still think Before Sunrise is probably the most romantic movie I've ever seen. He's been making this movie for 12 years. Now, when you hear that, you think, wow, they must have been in trouble. What did he come up with the idea in 2002? And no, he's actually been making the movie every summer with the same cast. They would get together and continue to shoot the movie. Because the movie is about a boy who's played by a young actor by the name of Eller Coltrane. The boy's name is Mason. And the movie is essentially about Mason aging from 6 years old to 18 years old. Now, in other movies, you would get an actor to play him when he was six, and then another actor to play him when he was 10, and another actor to play him when he was 15, and maybe all the way up to 18 years old. There'd be at least two or three different actors to play somebody over a 12-year range. And then you could shoot that movie in 5 or 6 weeks, and you'd be done with it. But Richard Linklater, the director, said, I want the same actors in here, and I want them all to age together. So Ethan Hawke plays the divorced father of this kid, Mason, and Patricia Arquette plays the divorced mother of this kid, Mason. And they also went back every summer, and so you see them aging over 12 years. They gain weight, they go gray, they lose weight, they, you know, whatever it is that happens over the course of the 12 years. However they looked each summer when he was making the movie, that's how they look in the movie. He also cast his own daughter, Lorelei Linklater. That's a mouthful right there. Lorelei Linklater as Mason's sister, and she's got an important part in it. It's essentially about these people, this family, and broken up family and how they move forward. The Patricia Arquette character remarries, gets involved with an alcoholic, abusive husband. Ethan Hawke eventually remarries, gets involved with some Bible-toting people. I'm not going to give too much away about this movie because you don't want to have it spoiled. You want to just go and see it as it unfolds. Now, I'm not sure, and I've thought about it a lot, I'm not sure that this has a plot to it other than a boy growing up. And in that, you really get a series of vignettes. What I like about the movie is, remember when we reviewed Lucy last week, you talked about the fact that the director, Luc Besson, insisted on putting things on the screen to tell us how much Lucy's brain power is increasing. Now it's 20%. Now, and there was a graphic. Now it's 30%. Now it's 40%. Well, in this movie, you've got characters that are aging over the course of 12 years. But he doesn't say, now it's 2004. Now it's 2005. Now it's 2006. They finish a scene and they move flawlessly into whatever the next scene is in the movie. They cut to it, and now he's just a little bit older. And you see that as it goes along. And so you really feel like you're experiencing this kid as he's growing up in a series of vignettes. There are a lot of relatable scenes, both from a kid's perspective and the parent's perspective. Anybody who lived through Harry Potter madness will love the scenes of Mason and his sister going to a Harry Potter book opening, one of those things that bookstores did, midnight tonight, you can come in, and everybody was dressed up and they were doing Harry Potter trivia. I remember, I didn't go, but my wife took my daughter to one of those with some of her friends, and it was the biggest thing of their life. And the kids in this movie are experiencing that at about that same age, because that's what it was happening that year. So I'm glad he just lets the years go by without putting up those graphics. Now, I do have a complaint about this movie, and it's the same one I had about the James Brown movie, in that it's too long. 2 hours and 45 minutes is just crazy. Too long. And I will remind you that when I see these movies, like Colin does, we go to screenings that are press screenings, which have the general public in there as well. But when the thing starts, there are no trailers, no previews, no 10 minutes of coming attractions. Mm-hmm. So when we saw this movie, and it started a little bit after 7 o'clock, and it didn't end until it was almost 10 o'clock. You got to imagine that when you go to see the movie, you got to figure it's going to be after 10 o'clock. You're going to be in there for over 3 hours with the pre-show countdown and the trailers and all of that stuff that comes up on the screen. That's a lot of time to invest in this story, and there are a lot of sequences in this movie that he could absolutely have trimmed. I think one of the things about Richard Linklater, you can say after seeing this movie, is he needs a better editor or somebody who's willing to take him on and say, you know what, we're really starting to run long here. Maybe we could do 2 hours. Maybe we could do 2:15, but 2:45, because I remember sitting in the theater and thinking, oh, come on, let's get this kid to graduate high school already. let's get to that point, because I know that that's where it's going, 6 to 18. Okay, it's going to end with his high school graduation, which it does. But there are stops along the way that are both heartwarming and heartrending. There are scenes with one of the stepfathers that will just make you want to throw things at the screen in anger at this character. There are other things that take place that are funny, but they're all representative of what it was like to grow up as a boy, because this kid was literally growing up as a boy as the movie was being made over 12 years. I'm giving it a 7.5.
Really?
Yeah. If it were not as long, I probably would have given it a better number. The same thing I said about the James Brown movie. Now, maybe this is all just about me and my attention span. I'll grant you that. But I don't think most people, do you guys want to see a movie that goes 2 hours and 45 minutes?
Oh, no, I couldn't. No, I couldn't.
Yeah, it'd take anything a very special movie to.
Yeah, anything over 2 hours, usually. I would give a movie 2 hours, maybe 2:15, but that's about.
And by the way, there is such a thing as too short a movie. Lucy is 83 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, at that, it's 82 minutes too long.
Exactly. Oh.
Now, we got to take a break, and we'll come back, and we've got some other showbiz stuff to get to, including a movie I watched with my daughter on DVD this week that also falls under the category of, that was way too long. I'll tell you about it. It's considered a classic, one of the all-time classics, if you haven't watched it recently. We'll get to that next here on the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
Let's see how the highways look now on this Friday afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, so when you have these 2 hour and 45 minutes, do they include an intermission?
No, they don't.
Really?
No, yeah. It's not. The movie I'm going to talk about in the next segment, when it originally came out, did have an intermission. But no, there's no such thing as intermissions anymore.
So you that have to pay. You have to that pay would, like 50 cents extra for a cup to pee in.
That would be impossible to sit through. I couldn't sit still that long.
Yeah.
Brings new meaning to the phrase courtesy cup.
Right. There you go. All right, boy, we have a mess out there. It's rain, baseball traffic, accidents just causing chaos on the highways. First of all, let's look downtown. Eastbound 44, that is running slow now from Jefferson up to Highway 55, northbound 55, 44 to the Poplar. Eastbound 70 slash westbound 44, you're slowing from Salisbury to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 70, you've got a jam up now that goes from Union out through Lucas and Hunt, and then from the Blanchette Bridge all the way out through Wentzville. You're going to have nothing but jammed up traffic. Slow to stop and go pockets there. Same thing on southbound 270. It's one long jam from Dorset Road down through Doherty Ferry. You're heavy again from Graboy up to Highway 55. On eastbound 40, things are jamming up now from Boone's Crossing up through Highway 270. You're slowing McKnight to Big Bend. Westbound 40, Grand out through McCausland, Lindbergh through 141, and then you're heavy again from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 270, things are stacking up now from Missouri Bottom through New Florissant, and on southbound 170, we've got stop-and-go traffic Olive through Highway 40, and westbound 44 from Highway 270 out through 141. One slow bit of traffic there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Quality, knowledge, skill, value, that's Napa know-how. Stop into a Napa Auto Parts store or Napa Auto Care Center to experience some Napa know-how yourself. Yep, there's good people in these parts. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Talk Radio San Luis.
You know what I hear is nice.
The Big 550 KTRS, where St. Louis comes to talk.
Some things everyone can agree on. Missouri's roads, bridges, and highways are in desperate need of repair. Built more than half a century ago, they are deteriorating, putting our safety at risk, making it harder for first responders to keep our families safe. On August 5th, we can vote to invest in our roads, make them safer for every Missourian. If we vote yes on Amendment 7, food, medicine, rent, and utilities will be excluded, and every penny will be spent on critical transportation projects only, protected by law, written into our Constitution, ensuring that our roads, highways, and bridges get the attention they need, and creating thousands of new jobs. That's why Amendment 7 is supported by emergency first responders such as firefighters and paramedics, along with the Missouri State Troopers Association and citizens from all across the state. Missouri agrees. On August 5th, let's vote yes on Amendment 7, keeping families safe and Missouri moving. Paid for by Missourians for Safe Transportation and New Jobs Incorporated. Bill McKenna, Treasurer.
Our family had a savings account until our air conditioner died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no money and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But with a home warranty from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your hard-earned money because they pay your covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, call 1-800-600-2189. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will pay covered repairs for you? The air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield pay covered repairs for you? If you'd rather save more of your hard-earned money, call for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-600-2189. That's 1-800-600-2189.
Men over 40, have you tried the GNC award-winning breakthrough designed to invigorate your body and increase your libido? If you're experiencing weaker drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named the number one selling men's vitality product. For a limited time, you can enjoy a complimentary bottle by calling 1-800-900-1838. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, stronger drive, improved performance. Be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. Tired of your body not performing like you'd like it to? Experience the award-winning breakthrough, Nugenix. Feel like the best man you can be by calling for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop. But to get your complimentary bottle, you must call now. 1-800-900-1838. That's 1-800-900-1838.
Happy retirement!
retirement.
Here's your gold watch.
You may need more than a gold watch when you're thinking about retirement. Hey, KTRS listeners, is retirement on your mind? Are you thinking about retiring?
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez from Saturday's Retire Worry Free Show at 2 o'clock. We want to personally invite you to our Countdown to Retirement seminar in Fairview Heights on Saturday, August 2nd. To reserve your free seat, give us a call, 636-530-9977, or go to our website, steveandgreg.com.
At this free seminar, we're going to teach you everything that we've learned over the last 22 years. We're going to share with you the things that work and help you avoid the things that don't work.
To reserve your free seat, give us a call at 636-530-9977, or again, go to our website, steveandgreg.com. That's 636-530-9977 or steveandgreg.com. Don't forget, our August 2nd seminar is in Fairview Heights.
Unless you want to spend your retirement living in a van under the bridge by the river, give us a call, 636-530-9977, or go to steveandgreg.com and sign up for the seminar.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
There's something special happening at Northwest Healthcare. From the compassion of our emergency department staff to the rapid results from our imaging and lab facilities to the comfort and convenience of our campus on Graham Road, we're using our extraordinary experience to create extraordinary experiences every day. Visit ChristianHospital.org to learn more. Northwest Healthcare. Member BJC Healthcare.
Some things everyone can agree on. Missouri's roads, bridges, and highways are in desperate need of repair. Built more than half a century ago, they are deteriorating, putting our safety at risk, making it harder for first responders to keep our families safe. On August 5th, we can vote to invest in our roads, make them safer for every Missourian. If we vote yes on Amendment 7, food, medicine, rent, and utilities will be excluded, and every penny will be spent on critical transportation projects only, protected by law, written into our Constitution, ensuring that our roads, highways, and bridges get the attention they need, and creating thousands of new jobs. That's why Amendment 7 is supported by emergency first responders such as firefighters and paramedics, along with the Missouri State Troopers Association and citizens from all across the state. Missouri agrees. On August 5th, let's vote yes on Amendment 7, keeping families safe and Missouri moving. Paid for by Missourians for Safe Transportation and New Jobs Incorporated. Bill McKenna, Treasurer.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm a Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. Colin Jeffries talking showbiz. So this hour brought to you by Oreck. Stop into one of the locally owned and operated Oreck stores and check out the vacuum cleaner that'll change the cleanliness level of your house. If you've been at cleanliness level 2 and you want to take it to a 10, Oreck can help you there. Ask about the new Oreck Magnesium RS Vacuum Cleaner, O-R-E-C-K. That's Oreck. All right, so we're talking about movies, and you've given an 8 to Guardians of the Galaxy, and I gave a 7.5 out of 10 to Get On Up, the James Brown movie, and Boyhood, the very interesting new movie from Richard Linklater. What else you got? Anything on DVD this week to mention?
Well, not on DVD, but this got me thinking. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy, and I was thinking, okay, let's think sort of campy movies or comic book movies that it might be a little different, but that you would like. Did you ever see the movie Hellboy?
No.
Oh, I tried to watch that.
Is that the one with the guy with the pins in his head?
I think
no,
so.
No, that's Hellraiser.
Oh.
That was Pinhead.
I saw
Pinhead,
part of right. Hellboy. I couldn't get through it.
I worked for him once.
The guy with, yeah.
See, I really enjoyed
the guy with pins on his head.
Yeah, well, the guy I worked for was just a pinhead. He didn't actually have pins in his head.
Yeah.
But he was a Hellraiser. Now back to your review.
Well, Well, this is just one I recommend checking out. The
remember
premise
when
is-
Colin came on the show and he thought, I'm just going to go in there and I'm going to do my thing and that'll be it. I'll write everything out and I'll just be able to read my review.
Nobody's going
to
interrupt me or do anything. Forget it.
Ah, the good old days.
Just going to record these from now on. You guys can just hit pause. Oh, no. So Hellboy, it's unimportant. Essentially, it's Nazis in present day are fighting against our hero, who's actually a demon from hell who is leading a band of sort of ragtag misfits against modern day Nazis.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
It's just it's a comic book adaptation. It's got Ron Perlman in it, and you know he's always more comfortable in makeup. You won't recognize him. He plays the lead character, Hellboy, and it's just sort of an enjoyable, fun comic book inspired movie that will take you back a little ways, but okay. I enjoyed it. So check that out on DVD, Hellboy.
I've been talking that while my daughter's been home from college this summer, I've been showing her movies that, you know, at 20 years old, I think, you know, there are certain movies that are classics that you should absolutely see. And she said, well, how about 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Oh.
And I said, well, it certainly is a classic, but I haven't seen it since it first came out. That's not true.
When it had an intermission.
Yes, it did have an intermission when it first came out. And in fact, if you get the DVD, it actually stops in the middle and the word intermission comes up on the screen for about 3 minutes. Next.
I couldn't get through that one either.
So I saw it when it came out in 68 or 69, so I would have been 10 or 11 years old. And I told my daughter ahead of time, when I first saw this movie, I had no idea what it meant. And at the end of this movie, you're going to say, what? And I said, you know, then when I was in college, I saw the movie again. I was in a slightly different frame of mind when I saw that.
Stoned?
And not just because I was, yes. That's what I was getting at, Mr. Subtle.
Oh, yeah.
And I will tell you that in that condition, after the movie was over, I still had no idea what the movie was about or what that whole long psychedelic thing was towards the end. I may have enjoyed it a little bit more on a visual basis, but it just makes no sense whatsoever. The only part of the movie that's worthwhile is the whole part that takes place on board the spaceship mm-hmm. with Hal the computer going bad and turning against the humans on board. And that's interesting and well done, but the pace of movies in 1968 or 1969 was so freaking slow
yep.
that in 2014... you just want to watch it on fast forward. It just takes forever for everything. Here's a spaceship that's going to the moon. Now we're on the moon. That's the 21st century version. In 1968, here's a spaceship that's going to the moon. It'll be there in about 40 minutes.
Yeah. Well, the scene when they're showing artificial gravity and walking around the edge of the ship on yes. the inside in that circle.
That was all groundbreaking in 1968 or 69. And I said to my daughter, you know, we didn't have computer graphics like you do now. Everything in those days was miniatures, and they had rudimentary graphics of some kind, but nothing like you have now 45 years later. And when you watch it, it looks really old. Now, there are certain classic movies from that era that hold up. I mean, you could go back and you could watch The Graduate again, and even though everybody's wearing much older clothing and not fashionable clothing, it's a story that you could still enjoy and follow of Benjamin and Mrs. Robinson and all the rest. But you go back and you watch this movie that has, for some people, reached iconic status. It never did for me because I didn't understand it. And after the movie was over, I said to my daughter, in the 45 years since this movie came out, no one has understood this movie. If Stanley Kubrick were still alive and you asked him to explain it, he couldn't explain it. That's how confusing this movie is. And that's a classic example of don't go back and relive it. Don't go back and watch it again. Just leave it. Just leave it in that status of iconic status. Just leave it alone. Now, I have one story I wanted to ask you about. You probably reported this in your newscast on Wednesday about a 42-year-old guy here in Missouri named Matthew Cerullo, who's been sentenced to 15 months in federal prison for selling thousands of counterfeit DVDs yes. that came into the country from a distributor in China.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm shocked at this story because I thought DVDs were over. I thought we were in the digital time now.
Yeah.
I still have a DVD collection. I'm always adding to it.
You're adding to it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have some that I bought over the years of the DVD boom.
No.
But I don't have 8-track tapes in my house anymore, and DVDs are eventually going to be like that.
I probably have 300 some, and I'll transition over to Blu-rays here and keep. I like having the physical movie.
You buy multiple versions of the same movie in different formats?
Maybe.
You have laser discs.
Oh, he does.
You have laser discs.
No, I do not have laser discs. I do not.
But aren't we at a point now where we're kind of tipping, where Netflix is streaming? Although I will say this, as a Netflix subscriber, the stuff that they stream is such a small percentage of the stuff that they do have on DVD that I find most of the time, like, you know, 2001 we got from Netflix, they're not streaming that. Mm-mm. I would say probably less than 25% of their collection is streaming. So we still need DVDs, but aren't we reaching a tipping point where it's going to be the digital landscape much more than the physical landscape when it comes to watching movies at home?
I would think so at some point, but here's the difference is you have to pay continuously for Netflix.
Yes.
There are some movies that, when they're on TV, I'm like, oh, you know what? I really want to watch this, except I don't want to deal with commercials, or I'm halfway through it. I can go down and get the DVD, and I bought it for $4 or $5. Gotcha. I don't have to pay $7.99 a month forever to be able to maybe watch it.
Well, when this guy was sentenced to 13 months in prison for selling thousands of counterfeit DVDs.
That's crazy.
Are those things that somebody recorded off of a movie screen and then sold?
Or recorded, Seinfeld, or they actually burned the DVD in China. They illegally burned it and then created hundreds of copies. They paid $9.99 for it once,
yep,
and then created 100 copies.
Because China has no intellectual property laws, or doesn't follow ours anyway.
Yeah. I'd hate to buy a DVD from that guy and you put it in. I'm all set to watch this movie.
Honey, is it at least subtitled? No. No, it's not. All right, any other showbiz stuff we got to get to today?
I've got two quick stories, actually. If you've got $30 million lying around and want to spend it in the creepiest way possible.
You know, it's in my other pants. I'm sorry, I didn't bring it with me today.
Neverland Ranch will soon be up for sale.
Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch.
Soon be up for sale. They filed, they're anticipating, it's been assessed right now at $30.3 million. So,
wow. You know what? Just call it the place where the DNA went to die.
Theme park of 1,000 nightmares. I don't know.
There's not enough Lysol in the world.
No. Yeah, I don't know. So $30 million. Someone's going to buy that, though. The theme park's still there.
Yeah.
And then Sharknado 2. We have to talk about this because
we do.
3.9 million viewers.
Fine.
Here's a crazy thing. Even if you didn't watch it, odds are you saw something on social media about it. 1 billion social media impressions.
I don't believe
yesterday.
That. I don't believe that.
It's a firm who makes up these numbers, so it's true.
Colin Jeffrey.
That's what I have.
Colin Jeffrey here every Friday on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
And here's Tim Weiland with some problems out there on the highways, Tim.
Yeah, it's a big problem. You've got rain, accidents, baseball, and it's creating chaos. We've got an accident on southbound 270 at Ladue that had the two left lanes blocked. You already have traffic backed almost up to McKelvey. Then it's slow from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, a little heavy from Big Bend through Lindbergh, and then from Highway 270 through Bowles. We're having eastbound 40 traffic from, now it's almost at Long Road up through Highway 270 and from Clayton Warson to Big Bend. Westbound 70, you're slowing from Union through Lucas and Hunt. A little heavy past the airport from the Blanchett Bridge out through Highway 94. It's thinning out just a bit, but we do have stop-and-go traffic from Highway 79 out through Wentzville, Highway 40. And then on eastbound 40 downtown, you're slowing from Euclid, the Euclid overpass to the, the Ewing overpass to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by JCPenney. Get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select apparel, home, shoes, fine jewelry, and accessories. Coupon in store only. Check newspaper or jcp.com for coupon and details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550. KTRS.
Yeah, he said it.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Some things everyone can agree on. Missouri's roads, bridges, and highways are in desperate need of repair. Built more than half a century ago, they are deteriorating, putting our safety at risk, making it harder for first responders to keep our families safe. On August 5th, we can vote to invest in our roads, make them safer for every Missourian. If we vote yes on Amendment 7, Food, medicine, rent, and utilities will be excluded, and every penny will be spent on critical transportation projects only, protected by law, written into our Constitution, ensuring that our roads, highways, and bridges get the attention they need, and creating thousands of new jobs. That's why Amendment 7 is supported by emergency first responders such as firefighters and paramedics, along with the Missouri State Troopers Association and citizens from all across the state. Missouri agrees. On August 5th, let's vote yes on Amendment 7, keeping families safe and Missouri moving. Paid for by Missourians for Safe Transportation and New Jobs Incorporated. Bill McKenna, Treasurer.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beale's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beale family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download their STL Taxi app for your smartphone. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday. How are you?
Happy August.
Yeah, good. How about that?
It seems like just yesterday. It was July.
So I don't really have much today, which is probably a huge, a lot of people are probably happy that I don't have anything today, but my dad just left, and I don't know if you guys have had this situation where your dad and your parents, are, they can't figure out the computer. Have you guys had this?
Yeah, I have.
So my dad, God love him, and it's not his fault. It's not anybody's fault. He didn't grow up with this stuff. I get it. You can't figure it out. And you're trying to do that thing where you're explaining to them over the phone. Well, go to the browser. Now, what's the browser?
Uh-huh.
You know,
I don't even do that anymore. I go, I have to see it. I have to be there to walk you through it.
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, that's just what that's what happened today. I said, you know what? Just come over and I'll fix it.
Yeah.
Well, he had all this stuff, God love him, all this crap on. You load it up and it's all these things. And I said, where did all of this come from? I said, are you clicking on things? He goes, well, yeah, sometimes I see things and I just click on them. I'm like, well, you can't do that.
Yeah. You know what? If you want to learn all new respect for IT people, give your parents an iPhone.
Yes. Oh.
And I guarantee you, you will not make it to dinner that day before they call up and say, what? What? My daughter called my mother, her grandmother, a couple of days ago, and my mother answered the phone, but she accidentally pushed the FaceTime button, and I hear my daughter saying, Grandma, I can see your ear.
Oh, my goodness. Hysterical. Well, my dad still has, again, God love him, my dad still has the cell phone where you have to pay, like, the $20 gift card to charge it up with minutes and stuff. Yeah, that's my dad.
Wow. All right, Bill
anyway.
Cleveland,
have
a great
weekend,
weekend,
guys.
Thanks for playing.
Yes.
The Harris Challenge coming up right after the 5 o'clock news. This is KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A House bill considered veto bait by the White House could come up for a vote in the next hours. It would allocate far less money than the president's seeking for housing and processing illegal border crossing.